The rest of our program will be devoted to the string quartet of Shulamit Ron. Ms. Ron was the Pulitzer Prize winner in 1991. She also won the Kennedy Center Friedheim Awards in 1992. She was born in Tel Aviv, Israel in 1949. Her Russian mother and German father immigrated to Israel before World War II. By the time Shulamit was 13, she was already an accomplished composer and was awarded scholarships for study in the United States by the American Israel Cultural Foundation and Manus College, from which she graduated in 1967. While at Manus, she studied the piano with Nadia Reisenberg and composition with Norman Dello Gioio. Subsequently, she studied the piano with Dorothy Taubman and composition with Ralph Shapey. When she was 14, she performed her own composition, Capriccio, for piano with the New York Philharmonic under Leonard Bernstein. She toured the United States and Europe as pianist for several years, went to Halifax, Nova Scotia for a year as artist in residence at St. Mary's University, then joined the faculty of the University of Chicago in 1973, where she is now professor of composition. She was composer in residence with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra from 1990 to 1997, and from 1994 to 1997, she also served as composer in residence with the Lyric Opera of Chicago. Shulamit Ron's String Quartet No. 1 was composed in 1984. I'll read you some of what the composer says about it. The Mendelssohn String Quartet's invitation to compose a work for them presented a tremendous challenge for me. The string quartet, after all, is not merely an instrumental combination of two violins, viola, and cello. It is a genre. For any composer undertaking the composition of a work in this medium, the weight of all those great works written over the past 200 years or so is ever-present and awesome. But the beauty of creating a work of art, any work of art, is that it always means also a fresh beginning. While engaged in the process of putting notes together to form a new meaning, one's concern is centered on how this piece speaks and moves. The overall design of my quartet is that of three movements, creating at least a partial symmetry, especially in the use of thematic materials. The two outer movements share various themes, and the very opening of the work returns to herald in the last movement as well. The quartet demands considerable virtuosity from the four performers, both individually and in terms of ensemble playing. As a matter of fact, one unique feature of the work is that I have not chosen to think of the two violin parts as violins 1 and 2, but rather as left and right violins, placed accordingly on stage, with both parts being more or less of equal importance. The distribution of musical materials between the two, and for that matter amongst all four players, may have been slightly influenced by my admittedly subjective perception of the personalities of the four Mendelssohnians as they come across in their beautiful playing. My String Quartet No. 1 was commissioned by Chamber Music America with additional support from the Hebrew Art School in New York for the Mendelssohn String Quartet. Let's listen to it now. The Mendelssohn String Quartet performs.